Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's hot, and it's sticky. Fall was nice, wasn't it? It was 2, 3, almost 4 days we had last week. Gosh. Well, summertime in Central Virginia has returned. It is what it is. Sid Vicious has passed away. The wrestler, Sid Udy, is his real name, I suppose. Psycho Sid, Sid Justice, Sid Vicious. They came up with the name Sid Vicious back in the day because Sid Vicious, the punk rocker, was getting all sorts of news attention. It was smart, man. It was smart. And now, I hate to tell you, 63 years of age. Boy, oh boy. The older you get, the younger these folks get when you're looking at, I hate those conversations. Do you remember those first words, right? Do you remember? And then there's a name. They think, okay, they're either sick or they died. Right. That being said, we got good stuff coming up. I swear to you, Carl Carlson is going to be here at 4:33 from Carlson Financial. Carl joins us every Monday afternoon, and we talk about business and economics, finance, and my road to financial freedom, because Carl happens to be my financial advisor. And I will tell you that Heidi and I are actually very happy with what he has been able to do. So we'll chat with him. We'll see what he's got to say, see what he's making of stuff. I think all of the buzz coming on the national stage about price controls, good Lord, that's a job killer. That's an economy killer. That's one of those pages, like right from Venezuela, from Cuba, the old Soviet Union. And you know that it's a really, really, really bad idea, because the buzz amongst Democrats now is that you don't need to worry. It'll never pass the House. Does that mean that they think they will be in control of the House and they won't pass price controls? Or are they saying, well, we're not going to be in control of the House, so it will never pass with the Republicans in control? I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of let's read between the lines. There's a lot of, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I also understand the context, the subtext. There's a lot more going on there. Tom Cotton is a senator, not our senator. You know, we've got Tiny Tim Kaine, who is running for re-election. All the polls that I'm seeing with Tiny Tim Kaine and Hung Cao, I hate to say it, Tiny Tim Kaine is doing well. Now, of course, a lot of that is Northern Virginia. A lot of it is the swamp dwellers who make bad policy in the district and then come back to Virginia and hide from the bad policy they've made. But they're all on board with Tiny Tim Kaine. I haven't seen Hung Cao out and about as much as some other candidates. Now, I know he's got an entire Commonwealth to deal with, so maybe he's visiting places that I'm unaware of, but I get everybody's schedule, so I don't know, I worry about that. A little closer to home, you and I, if you're in that 5th Congressional District, hey, guess what? We're going to have a new congressman, and I am really very, very happy, very proud to say it's my friend John McGuire, who is just a rock-solid dude, and I'm excited about that. But anyway, so Tom Cotton is a senator. Again, not our senator. Our other senator, you remember, is... I swear. Mark Warner always looks like he's constipated. And, well, he does. Anytime you look at him, the man looks like he's trying to make a grumpy. But Tom Cotton is a senator for somebody else. And he was on ABC News with Jonathan Carl, and this is the one where I'm telling you, normally I watch these things or examine them, and I'm thinking, I actually felt this close to sorry for this Jonathan Karl. Cut number two.
And President Trump is going to draw a sharp contrast with Kamala Harris, who has supported things like decriminalizing illegal immigration or giving taxpayer-funded health insurance to illegal aliens or taking away health insurance on the job for 170 million Americans, banning gas cars, confiscating firearms.
What do you mean taking away health insurance? What are you talking about?
She said when she ran for president that she wants to eliminate private health insurance on the job for 170 million Americans, John.
Yeah, I mean that is not her position now.
How do you know that's not her position?
I mean, she says she no longer supports Medicare for all.
She has not said that. Okay. Maybe anonymous aides on a Friday night have said that, but the last thing that she said.
But this was not a radical convention. I mean, she as you heard me go through with Bernie Sanders, she is not taking the positions of the far left of her party. She's clearly making an effort to move to the middle.
I did hear what you said to Senator Sanders, and I thought it was clear that he's very disappointed that she's taking these efforts not to change her positions, but to hide her positions, John. The American people are totally justified to conclude that Kamala Harris is a dangerous San Francisco liberal based on what she campaigned on the last time she ran for president and what this administration has done for the last 4 years. Again, you would have thought watching the Democratic convention last week that the Democrats are not in office, that they're not in power, that they're campaigning against an incumbent Republican, when in reality, she's been part of the failures of the Biden-Harris administration for 4 years. And when she campaigned for president in her own right, she did, in fact, promise things like decriminalizing illegal immigration and taking away health insurance.
But that's a position she's clearly changed on, and
she
said she has changed. Yes, she has.
No, she has not. John, she has not said that.
Well, I don't know how to say this to you, Jonathan Karl, but you're wrong. Senator Tom Cotton is actually right. And I don't know how you go into a discussion with somebody like Tom Cotton and not be prepared. Jonathan Karl is a shameless shill. All right, we all know that. Tell me something I don't know. But he wasn't prepared at all. And when your defense amounts to, no way, that's not true, and it's easy to prove that it is true, you lose that one. And Tom Cotton, God bless, this man never loses a step. Have you noticed? He's always cool. He's always calm. He's always collected. And he points out the truth here. Vice President Harris is trying to have everybody believe that she just hasn't been part of this terrible nonsense coming from D.C. for the last 3.5 years. And then she would say, oh, by the way, here's all the stuff we did. Because some of the stuff she's proud of, like that disastrous Afghan withdrawal, she wants everybody to know she was the last person involved in that. It was her idea. Wow. That's one of those things I think, I would run as quickly as possible away from that one. How many Americans died? How many people lost their lives overall? How many people didn't make it out of Afghanistan as a result of that? How about the billions, not millions, but billions of dollars worth of American military equipment that was left behind for the terrorists of the Taliban? I don't know why you would be proud of that, but she's proud of that.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Weird. You know, on my first day on the job, she keeps telling everybody, well, let me remind you of something. Your first day on the job, ma'am, was January the 20th, 2021. You've been on the job. Now, you may not have been doing the job well. That's subjective. But you objectively have been on the job January the 20th, 2021. 5 Secret Service officials now have been placed on administrative duty because of the absolute disaster that was the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. 5. At least 5. I'm just getting a note here that says it's at least 5. Could be more. How many people were on her detail? How many people were involved in it? Because they didn't give him a big detail. You remember that? That was part of the problem in the first place. They turned down requests. They didn't have this. They wouldn't give them that. So it was a skeleton crew to begin with. Those five, how many people at Secret Service headquarters do you think that includes? If he wins, and I am hopeful that he will. Let's say when he... No, let's say if. If he wins, he's got a clean house top to bottom and side to side. Remember he said before, oh, drain the swamp? He didn't go far enough. That swamp is really, really deep. And this time, you got to get yourself all the way to the bottom, clean it all out, and then move on with making America great again. Carl Carlson's going to be here at 4:33. I think Carl's got an idea or two about making America great again in terms of financial freedom. He'll share that with us at 4:33. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be on the air. I almost said here. He's not going to be here. He's down in Bristol. He was there, I guess, over the weekend. He was broadcasting this morning from Bristol. It'll be broadcasting tomorrow from Bristol. And I'm looking forward to hearing what it is that he's got to say. That's tomorrow morning at 6. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.